a word for you from 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 24 and 25. Then the archers shot at your servants from the wall. Some of the king's servants are dead, and your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also. David said to the messenger, "Thus shall you say to Joab, do not let this matter trouble you, for the sword devours now one and now another. Strengthen your attack against the city and overthrow it and encourage him." Here we find now the very bottom, if you can find the bottom of hell and sin's deceptions. David the king has sunk so low that he now tries to justify and excuse his own sin, and he tries to moralize and speak about war ethics. In the meantime, it was all a grand cover-up from his own side. And as you know, he had sinned with Bathsheba, then he tried to pass the buck to Uriah, her husband, bring him back from the battle front, send him to the wife. When he didn't, then David made him drunk, sent him again. He refused to go. He was more honorable than David himself. And then, as we looked at last time, David sent a letter in the hand of Uriah back to the front to Joab. And in the letter was the instruction on how Uriah should die. Although it doesn't say it in quite those words, it says, let him fight right at the front where the battle is hottest, and then draw back. And indeed, that's what happened. And now the servants, not knowing a thing about it, come back from the front and send a message that was written in the hand of Joab to say that, yes, we've suffered some losses, and by the way, one of them happens to be Uriah. This is what David wanted to hear. Can you imagine that King David, a man after God's heart, had sunk so low that he relished the news of Uriah's death, because he thought, now it's all covered up. Nobody will know. But God in heaven knew, and David should have known that. Bekufanele ukuthi uDavid aqonde ukuthi uNkulunkulu osezulwini uzodalula konke. But David then moralizes and says to Joab, don't let this trouble you, because in war all sorts of bad things happen. Are you busy excusing your sin like David did?